I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and hand him over to the Gentiles, to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and will be raised on the third day." Then a mother of sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Commanded these two sons of mine sit, one at your right, another at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "What chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at the right, at my right or at my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles knock it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to serve, to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Gospel of the Lord. This reminds us we are chosen to be servant. It's not always easy to serve. We wish to be served, but the will of God, to all the labor, all neighbors, you to serve them by listening, by caring, by always a good heart for them. It's not always easy. We have to ask special grace from the Lord that today, no matter where we are, first do the will of God with people, serve them, listening to them, caring for them, nothing else. Do not seek for our own goodness, but the benefit of the others. It's never easy. That's why we say we follow Jesus, follow his footstep. His footstep is to serve until he offer his life for all of us. So he invites us to follow him, offer our life for all the people that we love. Jesus, give us the strength. We want to follow you.